Allison Curtis with you. Weekend breakfast now. Really excited about this. We've got father-daughter duo, Kathy and John Burke, ready to go on air with us. One is in Waterford, one is in Dublin, and they've come together again for another children's book. And I cannot believe that it all started with Irelandopedia. And actually, John, I have to tell you, I've been on air with this particular program for 7-8 years now, I think, and you're still one of the people I got the biggest reaction to, John.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
It was your former pupils and students that all got in touch the last time you were on, going, "Oh my God, John, we loved him. He made such a difference. He made us so, you know, interested in history." It was an amazing tribute that was paid to you.
Oh, that was lovely. I do remember that. And look, it was very, very easy. They were an interesting group of children. They just loved learning, but children do.
Yes.
They really do. They'll soak it up. As long as you make it interesting for them and make it meaningful for them, they'll just take it. They'll take it all in.
Absolutely. And we have Kathy on the phone line as well. Kathy, how are you?
Hi, Alison. I'm great. Thank you.
Are you in Dublin, right?
Yeah, I was up in Dublin for the last few days with a job. So it just happened because I've been living in Waterford for quarantine. But
I was wondering.
That I'm up here for the weekend. Yeah,
that's what I was piecing together with the old Insta stories. So before we talk about the brand new book together, Kathy, you've done all the illustrations for the COVID campaign for the HSC.
Yeah, I did the public awareness campaign for the living with COVID messaging. So, you know, the reminders that everyone's seeing around town, wearing your mask, washing your hands, downloading the app. And we have a second campaign coming out now as well with HSC, which will be highlighting the symptoms that people need to keep an eye out for. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's very distinct, of course. Once I saw you, I was like, oh my God, that has to be her work. So, John, the focus of your work together now with Kathy, your current publication is Mary Robinson. It seems like a very good person to focus on for kids to learn about, doesn't it?
She's such an inspirational person. There's nothing about her that you wouldn't like to tell children about and ask them to emulate or copy if they wished, but it'd be very, very hard to equal the things that she's done, because she's done these things for the first time. She's the first this, first that. She's breaking new ground the whole time. But a wonderful person to be able to write about. And different than her predecessors in the series of the Little Library books.
Yeah. And John, because you are a historian, how much did you know a lot about Mary before you started writing this? Or were there things that you didn't know?
There was very little I didn't know, because I've been following her career. She's still quite a young woman. She's only 2 years older than me. all the time. I mean, I was very much engaged at the time when she was Senator Mary Burke, as she was at the time. And I've just been so, I've always admired her and the work that she's done. And whenever there was a campaign going on for equal rights for women or for just general human rights, her name was always coming up. It was always there.
Absolutely. And I think, like, from our point of view, for both of you, as a mother of a daughter, it's really important that she is, for me, it's important that she's learning about women throughout history that I didn't know about growing up. And Kathy, you know that Netflix have just launched Enola for Sherlock Holmes, Enola Holmes, and they decided to put all the figurines around the UK of famous sisters of famous people. So Mozart's sister also was famous, and highlighting women's history. How important is it for you that you're taking part in projects where women's history is highlighted?
Oh, I like to make a special effort to, firstly to show diversity in my work anyway, but to especially highlight inspirational women in my work. And I've done lots of books with that, and then aside on separate projects that are highlighting female role models, because I think it's just important for every child to feel like they're represented in the media that they consume, whether it be female leaders or people of color or differently abled people, just to feel like they can see themselves and know that they can achieve whatever they want to.
Because
I grew up in Ireland where I had, two female presidents in a row, Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese. So, like, for my generation growing up, being a president was never something that was out of our realm of imagination, or, yeah. you know, we always knew that it's something that women can achieve, and not every girl in the world has that role model to look up to in their own country. So I think we're very lucky that way.
And I am a little bit older than you, and I know that when I was younger, you know, the stories and the role models that we had, there weren't that many, like in film, like that's why Star Wars and Princess Leia was so important to me. And there weren't that many really, really strong characters. They were just developing as I was, you know, getting older and reading books. So it's really important. And John, I suppose, like, there's so many amazing Irish people to write about. Have you got a long list of people that you want to do the little library books on?
I have a long list, but it doesn't go anywhere. I'm being guided by Gil, publisher. And now they know I've written lists and so on, and I've given suggestions, but they are very clever and they're very good at their job. And so if they say to me, John, we'd prefer, you know, this time, go for this particular person, I'll just go with it because I can trust them. They know what they're doing.
Yes, they do. And John, it's important that the book was published now, because this November is actually 30 years since she was elected the 7th president of Ireland, the first female president.
Yes, it's hard to believe it. It's 30 years. It doesn't feel like it.
That makes me, 31 this year, which is upsetting.
There's nothing upsetting about 31. Trust me, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I love it, though. And I really think it's so important. And it's important for, obviously, little girls and little boys to pick up the book and to learn about Mary Robinson. We're doing that in our household at the moment with the book. And you know, Joan's obviously well able to read at that level, which is brilliant. But it's great that you're targeting to younger children as well. And actually, Kathy, you illustrated the Ruth Bader Ginsburg book as well.
Yeah, so that's as part of a series that I did with Penguin Random House a couple of years ago, and it's the I Look Up To series.
Yeah,
so
love that.
So we highlighted their board books, so they're for younger readers, like much younger. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the first set we did. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Michelle Obama were the first two women that we highlighted. And obviously we had such sad news with her passing this month, the last thing we wanted to happen in 2020. But it's great that these books are available. I know there's other books about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's life for children too. And I mean, she's just such an inspirational woman.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we spent the last week reading about her as well. Can I ask you, John, what is the best thing about being able to work with your daughter?
It's the nicest thing is that I can defer to her. I would find it difficult if I were working with somebody that I was only just barely friends with.
Yeah.
Because there'd be a certain amount of competition. Oh, I want this in. Oh, she's not doing that for me or whatever. But with Kathy, it's just seamless.
And
again, she is the talent. It is the illustrations that sell these books to the children. They just love them. And my part is actually quite easy. I just do the research and do the text, and then just Kathy takes it over and makes it into a beautiful product.
Oh, it's so lovely. And Kathy, what's the best thing about working with your dad?
All the compliments.
Are you crying right now?
Well, it's just like, as you say, like, if you're working with, I haven't really worked with any bad authors. Like, everybody I've worked with has always been so lovely, but it's just something special about having this partnership. And I think my favorite thing is just it adds another dimension to our relationship, doesn't it, Dad? Because, you know, we're always really close anyway. He was always a role model of mine, but it's just like now we have like another layer to our relationship, which is just so special.
Oh, I love it. I think it's a gorgeous thing, and I'm envious of the two of you. And I think the book is amazing. Mary Robinson, A Voice for Fairness. John and Kathy Burke, thank you both again for your time this morning. It's a pleasure to speak to you both again.
Thanks, Alison.
Thanks.
Have a lovely Sunday.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.